And so in our stillness, let us be saying within, I'm ready, Father. I'm ready to accept Christ consciousness. I'm ready to accept it to such a point that I will never deny it. That my life will be lived by it. I'm ready to live without the split in consciousness which people on the earth impose upon themselves. I'm ready to face trials, challenges, unflinching. I'm ready to live with the realization that Christ is me and my friend and my enemy. Everywhere I look, whoever he is, whatever his name appears, whatever situation appears, only Christ is present. That doesn't mean I am ready to jump into the fire. It means that I am in my awareness of Christ everywhere. And I am in my awareness which says to the Christ within, do what you wish. Tell me to do what you wish, and I will do it. That is how I am going to live, depending solely on Christ within me to make the decisions, not on man, not on the human experience. Now you have a wayward brain, a wayward mind, wayward emotions, and these seem to be independent. They would operate on their own. Something tells you what you should do, but your brain says, this is what I'm going to do. You're in the wrong consciousness. You must find that consciousness which has Christ at its center. Otherwise, mistakes will be made. Mistakes that will change your life, your experience, your balance sheet. Give yourself the incredible pleasure, the deep-seated truth of knowing that there is no me outside of the Christ. There's not a double consciousness here. The Christ isn't going to decide my life, and then I am going to live a different kind. The life I live is either guided by the Christ or not. Reach down deep. Have the tenacity to move only in the Christ experience, expressing Christ. Even if you're doing something you don't want to do, let Christ expression be your guide to life. This is a silent pledge that you make with your Father. You have sent the Christ to lead me, and I obey. Never think for a moment that Christ living is unjoyous, never a smile. It isn't a grim way of life. It's a free, easy way of life, a recognition of reality. And as you make the right decisions, you find the reward for that, living the Christ way. You do not make the personal decisions. Only the Christ of you makes decisions. That's hard to come by at first, but it means waiting on the Lord. You're never responsible. The Father is. There is no you to be responsible. And always thinking that if I do this or that, it may not be the right thing, but at least I'm happy in it, is going to ultimately lead to a detour from reality. Have enough faith in the center of your being, that which moves throughout the universe, that which you do not see but know is there, to say to it, why haven't you taken over? I don't have to like what you decide to do. But you make the decisions. And ultimately there will be no one there to gainsay those decisions. Let yourself be Christed. You think you're wearing a straitjacket for a time, but it loosens up. And you find what Christ meant with the statement, I have overcome the world. Be ye reborn of the Spirit. Return to the Father's house. It isn't quite the chore it's imagined to be. If we could take Joel as an example, you would not find an unhappy man. You would not find a rigid man. You would not find an unsmiling man. you would see that the Christ life can be very rewarding. You would see that Christ walks among men and knows that every man is his equal, that every man is equal with God. Paul found that out at an early time of his career, that I am equal with God, because he was saying that I am not Paul. Christ lives my life, and Christ in me is equal with God. Christ in you is equal with God. I am giving my life to the Christ, and the Christ is rescuing me from mediocrity. The Christ is giving me all that I can accept. And I am sure that every individual recognized as a Christ consciousness individual walked among the chosen. Walk with them. Admit them. Open your heart. It is about time that we look at the things of earth and we can discern the unrealities that are around us. That true pleasure is not a moment here and a moment there. That true pleasure is the substance of your life. How you spend that substance will give you the joy of Christhood or the illusion of a human being. And I assure you, no joy is equal to divine joy. We slip from time to time. We deny the being that we are. We often state that we feel bad because of this, or we feel bad because of that. We often frown. We often feel the lacks, the limitations, the displeasure at someone else's activity, even at our own activity. All we're saying is, I'm not Christ today. I've forgotten about Christ. I want to be human. I want to express these annoyances. Someday we've got to pass those points. Someday we've got to see that there is no such an expression in the Christ of God. Someday we've got to look at things that the world is unhappy about. We've got to see something else that is there. And only the Christ of you can see that something else. When you start to look at the world through Christ's eyes, you will learn that heaven meets your gaze. I don't mean to fool yourself, to persuade yourself that heaven is there, because all will be there is matter. But that day of matter is a temporary illusion that lifts. In the fifth world of truth, there is no man to see matter. There is no matter to be seen. Do you feel the possibility of entering the fifth world? That's what crucifixion was about. That's what Christ consciousness is about. That's what your spiritual study is about. Everything to bring you above the illusion of matter. So don't be afraid of matter now. It isn't there. It can only harm that of you which is anchored in matter and that does not have the Christ view. If you want to remain anchored in matter and be fooled by matter and live in the midst of matter and enjoy matter, I would say you're welcome to do it, except that Spirit says that's part of our education. So there comes a determination that I will not be fooled by the illusion of matter. It's bright, it's shiny, it's gaudy, it's agreeable. I want it, and yet when I don't have it, I haven't lost a thing. Maybe you can get all the matter you've needed and get it done with and go deeper. For everything that Christ has is excluding matter. There is not an ounce of matter in what Christ possesses. We try to follow a being who seeks no matter, who possesses no matter, and yet when we take an appraisal of what we have done, we find that what we have been doing is collecting matter that Christ does not collect. He lived among us. How did he live without matter? Even to pay the tax collector, he didn't have any gold. He had no currency, but the tax was paid. You say, oh, well, that was him. What about me? We're not saying be without money, but the point is that everything we have is a material thing, and the one we're following lived with the Spirit. Now let's not kid ourselves. You can't live with matter and live with Spirit. And Spirit isn't a word or a thought, a closing of your eyes and there's Spirit. You clothe yourself with Spirit. You clothe your actions with Spirit. And then your beliefs, your understanding is clothed with Spirit. And if you're not living or trying to live with Spirit, you're not following the Master into the kingdom of heaven. Spiritual consciousness. That is what we are building. Spiritual consciousness. So while we live in a material world of illusion, we're developing the spiritual awareness to make our lives a spiritual life in which the things we possess are closer to what the Master possessed. The knowledge that my Spirit is forever and your matter is limited to time and space. So our freedom is going to come from the transition from a material consciousness, which is the consciousness of this world, which is the consciousness of the people in this world, which has been, to a large part, my consciousness. But I can't live with that and follow Christ. But Christ I have put 2,000 years ago. Christ is now. Just as now will ever be. The Christ who is now is the Christ who was now then. The Christ who is always now. The Christ who is today in the spirit world is the Christ that I am following. When you become aware of Christ now, you're not talking to a corpse. You're not talking to yesterday. You're talking to the very instant you speak. This is the Christ who never dies. This is the miracle of eternal life that I am talking to. This is the miracle of now. This is the miracle of God now. And when you come into your awareness of God now, you realize that every moment you're not talking to God, you have wasted. Because you don't have to address God to talk to God. But you have to live the life which is divine. And I know you can, and you know you can. There's no question about it. Our mind has to be aware of the fact that we are not living now. We live in the past. We live in the last moment. Christ's life never becomes the past, never becomes the last moment. Christ's life is always now. This very instant is the kingdom of God. This very instant you are the living Christ. Something in you becomes very much aware of the invisible kingdom around you, which begins to appear to you. Out of nowhere comes the voice to assure you. You learn that now that I have turned my attention to the Spirit of God within me, I have opened up a complete universe which is alive and which is the only universe that is present. The illusion of the material universe around me is lost in a second of truth. Everything which I have played with, all the fun that I have had, all the nonsense that was so important, in a moment of truth, I see what is, I hear what is, I know what is, and I am living. And that moment becomes your life. Not your life in time, but your life independent of time. The now becomes eternal. The stakes are high. If a day passes that we do not make the effort to rise above humanhood, then we have lost another opportunity to find God. Making the effort is even greater when you fail in its results than when you don't make the effort. Because every time you fail, you succeed in finding one way that doesn't work. Every time you fail, you are closer to the truth. Every time you try, you eliminate or you build the pathway. Your motivation, your desire to walk in the kingdom of God will produce the effect you desire when you have reached that level of consciousness which finds that mortality in you, for the moment, is no more. I don't know how many of us have had that experience when mortality just isn't there. Something else replaces it. It's as if you find at that moment you do not have the capacity to do anything except that which is divine, to think anything which is not divine. All of you feels aglow with a new positive assurance. You don't know where the motor is, but it's happening in you. And in those blessed moments of upliftment, you find you have an unconscious courage that requires no courage. It's just there. You can look at anything, you can do anything, think anything, and you just happen to find the right thought. Little realizing that the Spirit is thinking through you. The same Spirit that is thinking through you acts through you. And then you realize that it's not acting through someone else, it's acting through you, because you are Spirit. And you become conscious of yourself as a spiritual being. There is a point of no return where you cannot do anything that is not Spirit. It's impossible for you to have an error. Spirit doesn't make them. You find that is within the realm of possibility. You'll be getting closer and closer to that. And don't expect it too soon. Don't feel bad if it doesn't happen. Just moments like that are harbingers of what will happen. We are all on our way to the perfection of being, which is Christ living us. And we have lost the desire to be somebody, to think somebody, to feel somebody. Christ in us is us. Can you feel that possibility? Or have you felt it? Everything in the Bible is meant to bring you to that level of consciousness in which your consciousness is living the divine plan, and you know it. And if you are willing mortally to step aside and let it happen, not block your own progress, it may come a lot sooner than you realize. Remove the unessential material obstacles. And you find many of those in your life which seems so essential. Which are saying to Christ, please, stay out. One of these great obstacles is our belief that the things we do in time are real. It's unfortunately true that life is not in time. And you'll find when you are able to operate, think, have your being, not necessarily 24 hours a day, but a period out of time, to acquaint you with the magic of the way things happen without effort, you realize how cumbersome time is. You're going to reach many areas when you say to yourself, well, this can't be. I mean, I had my children in time. It can be. You'll have to reappraise the situation. We always die in time. There's not a dead person who hasn't navigated through time into death. There's not one immortal who lives in time. And that's the gap you're going to release yourself from. Give yourself to this timeless reality. Try it now. You'll be wondering, where am I? And maybe you'll discover where you are.